How are you? I am Shashidhar CN, a digipreneur since 2015, and being in the trenches, I look forward to sharing some of those hard-learned lessons with you today. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we are going to dive into a topic that's near and dear to the hearts of many digipreneurs, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, womenpreneurs, and wannapreneurs. The topic is work-life balance and burnout prevention. As a digipreneur, you are probably juggling a lot of different responsibilities, from running your business to marketing your services, managing your clients, and taking care of your personal life. It can be easy to get overwhelmed and feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill. That's why it's so important to find ways to balance your workload and prevent burnout. In today's episode, we'll discuss some practical tips and strategies that can help you achieve that zen-like balance between your professional and personal life. Topic 1. Identifying signs of burnout. Let's start by asking you a question about burnout. What are some of the common signs that you might be experiencing burnout? Well, burnout can manifest in a variety of ways, both physically and emotionally. Some common signs include common fatigue or constant fatigue and lack of energy, difficulty concentrating and making decisions, irritability and mood swings, social withdrawal and isolation, changes in appetite and sleep patterns. If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, it's important to take action to prevent burnout from worsening. Topic 2. Setting boundaries and priorities. One of the keys to preventing burnout is setting boundaries and priorities. Let's talk about some strategies for doing that. Setting boundaries is essential for protecting your time and energy. This means learning to say no to things that aren't essential and making sure to schedule time for yourself outside of work. It's also important to prioritize your tasks. This means identifying the most important things that need to be done and focusing on those first. Don't get bogged down in less important tasks that can be put off until later. Topic 3. Practicing self-care. Self-care is another important aspect of preventing burnout. Here are some self-care practices that I would recommend. Self-care is anything that you do to nurture your physical and mental well-being. Some examples of self-care practices include getting regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, getting enough sleep, practicing relaxation techniques such as yoga or meditation, spending time with loved ones, and let's go to topic 4, delegating and outsourcing. Delegating and outsourcing can also help you to reduce your workload and prevent burnout. I will tell you how to do that effectively. Delegating tasks to others can free up your time to focus on the things that you are best at. Outsourcing tasks to freelancers or contractors can also be a great way to get things done without having to do them yourself. When delegating or outsourcing, it's important to be clear about your expectations and provide the necessary training and support. Finally, in conclusion, remember, digipreneurs, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, womanpreneurs, and wannapreneurs, it's important to take care of yourself. By following these tips, you can achieve a healthy work-life balance and prevent burnout from taking a toll on your physical and mental well-being. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and want to know more, head over to my blog and vlog links given in the description below. Do like, comment, share, and subscribe. Also, let us know what topics interest you so that we can provide value to you. Stay safe and keep learning. Bye-bye.